confer honorary freedom of the Isle of Wight upon Miss Mary Ellis in grateful recognition of her role in the Air Transport Auxiliary, ATS, ATA, as a pilot during the Second World War and her role at St Malo Airport. Under Local Government Act 1972, councils can bestow the honorary freedom of the borough to persons of distinction and any persons who have rendered eminent services to the borough. The honorary freedom of the Isle of Wight is the highest distinction a local authority can bestow on an individual. It is proposed that Mary Ellis be bestowed with the honorary freedom of the Isle of Wight in recognition of her role in the ATA Air Transport Auxiliary as a pilot during the Second World War and her role at St Malo Airport. I'm not going to do much more speaking because obviously our members wish to speak. So I asked the Chair to read out the recommendation, please.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just for members' benefit, Mary's a national, international and island carrier, and I believe she's quite simply most deserving of the honorary freedom of the Isle of Wight. I myself have dealt with two previous potential incumbents. One of the three people that chose to go for their freedom from Parkhurst Prison and get put them back in because they didn't qualify. And the second was a colleague from Sandown, those old enough to remember this Fairway School, who was a very, very good director of plays and ultimately ended up at a very international level, which was just Anthony Mungella. And so I think for me this is a really, really proud opportunity, and I'm sure I speak on behalf of the entire island community when I say how proud we are of everything that she has done for our country and for the Isle of Wight. She is one of the last of the finest generation who did so much to guarantee our freedom. After the meeting, I'm going to ask her if it's true that my father, who was in the RAF, used to tell me that when they run out of bullets, they load up with peas to keep the planes yellow. I don't know if it's true, but I just find it amazing that we have such a person here. So I'm very pleased to be able to recommend to Council that we confer the freedom of the Isle of Wight on Mary Ellis in recognition that she is a person of distinction who, during World War II, as a pilot with the ATA, flew more than 1,000 planes, including Spitfires and Wellington bombers, and who, after the war, became Commandant of Sandown Airport. Thank you, Chair.
Can I have Senator, please? Councillor Ian Ward.
Thank you, Chairman. As the Armed Forces Champion for the Isle of Wight Council, it is my honour to second this motion.
Thank you. Any members wishing to speak? Councillor
Billy. I'm speaking as a councillor and a founding trustee of Wright Aviation Museum, which celebrates our wonderful heritage of aviation on the island. I'm extremely honoured to support this motion. Mary Ellis is an exceptional woman and totally deserves this award of freedom of the Isle of Wight. The Wright Aviation Museum, based at Sandown Airport, will be opening its doors this year, and Sandown Airport's very own Mary Ellis will have her own centre stage exhibition. There should be a renaming of the famous flying film to the title of Those Magnificent Women in Their Flying Machines. That celebrates the amazing achievement of the women pilots in World War II. My late father worked with Barnes Wallis at Vickers on the Wellington, and he often spoke of the women pilots who actually took the bombers from the factory to the battlefield. He said without them they just would not have got there, and he worked particularly on the bouncing bomb with Barnes Wallis. But we have to honour Mary for also being the pioneering First Lady Airport Commandant in Europe at Sandown Airport for over 20 years in the 50s and 70s. That's an incredible achievement in a very male-dominated aviation world. There is unique film footage of her in 1964 that illustrates a well-managed, busy airfield with regular holiday flights from the north of England. And Mary was able to really be part of developing tourism after the Second World War on the Isle of Wight. Mary has served her country and Ireland, and let's celebrate her extraordinary achievement as Mary is part of the wonderful heritage of aviation and aerospace on the island. We need to learn lessons from the generation that just got on with it. Thank you, Mary.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33.
Anyone abstention?
No.
And no one voting against? No. That's carried. Thank you very much. Before I sort of officially close the meeting, can I just thank our cadets? You're very well turned out, and thank you very much for coming this evening. I would most appreciate it. You're our future over there. I'm going to be handing over a scroll now, so if everyone would like to stay seated while we do.